What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. Guys, I decided to come back on here just because I have another list for you guys. And today's my list for today is going to be including my five players the New York Giants can trade for to push toward playoff contention. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Let's get right into this list. Look. Last season, you know, we saw the Giants somehow manage to make the playoffs with a record of 9-7-1. The Giants roster on paper wasn't bad by any means. However, most teams in that situation don't even sniff the playoffs. Now in 2023, the Giants have a much improved roster that could very well make a deep run in the playoffs. Despite this, I want you guys to ask yourself this question. Wouldn't it be nice to see the Giants do more than just make a playoff run? Perhaps even make or win the Super Bowl? You know, while the current team likely isn't constructed to go too deep into the playoffs, they could be just a couple of moves away from doing so. You know, we see big-time players hit the market almost every season. However, we haven't seen the Giants go after one of these guys. This time around, though, we could see the Giants be more aggressive than usual. Not only do they have a new regime, but the team is in a much better situation than they have been in years. So that being said, here's my five players to keep in mind moving forward. Number one, I got edge rusher Danielle Hunter. Now hear me out. Here's why I have this guy number one. In recent weeks, you know, edge rusher Danielle Hunter has been mentioned in trade talks due to the fact that his contract is set to expire after this season. If the Vikings are fully committed to moving on from the three-time Pro Bowler, I feel like the Giants should definitely make it known that they are interested. New York already has a pass rushing core that features Aziz Ojulari, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Dexter Lawrence. So why not add Hunter into the equation? You know, I feel like adding a player like this to the Giants defense would help them make the leap from an average core to a sensational one. Last season, Danielle Hunter racked up 65 combined tackles and 10.5 sacks. In addition to this, Hunter made his third Pro Bowl alongside Dexter Lawrence and Saquon Barkley. You know? So, you know, who knows? You know, who knows what it would cost for the Giants to acquire Hunter? However, one thing to keep in mind is that if they opt to trade for him, the Giants are going to have to work out an extension. You know, this shouldn't scare fans away, though, as Danielle Hunter would be worth every penny. Hopefully, the Vikings continue to make their dumb decision of letting their top players go. They already cut Dalvin Cook, so it wouldn't be a big shock to me if Minnesota opted to trade away arguably their best defender. So that's number one. Number two, I got linebacker Lavonte David. Yep, linebacker from the Buccaneers. And here's why I would love this guy going to the Giants. Well, look at Lavonte David. Even though he did resign on a one-year deal with the Buccaneers this offseason, it wouldn't surprise me to see him be traded by the NFL trade deadline if the Buccaneers underperform. You know, in this scenario, the Giants must hop on the train in order to bring in a three-time All-Pro member. The Giants may already have Bobby Okereke. However, imagine not one great linebacker, but two. Okereke is a tremendous run stopper, and so is Lavonte David. What separates these two is the fact that Lavonte David is one of the top coverage linebackers in the league. With how pass heavy the modern NFL offense is nowadays, I feel like having a linebacker that can succeed in coverage is almost a necessity at times. Last season, Levante David racked up 124 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss, and 3 sacks. Alongside this, he also allowed 61 receptions on 76 targets for only 484 yards and 1 touchdown. You know, he broke up 5 passes in the process while earning a PFF coverage grade of 88.5. This ranked second in the league among all linebackers in the NFL. Look it, Levante David may just be a one-year, he may just be a one-year deal. He may just be on a one-year deal. However, I feel like adding a guy like this for the final half of the season could make a massive difference for the Giants come playoff time. Forget how talented he is. Forget how talented he still is. The experience this guy brings alone would be huge for the Giants' playoff aspirations. So that's number two. Number three, I got safety Buda Baker. Look at a seemingly forgotten storyline from this offseason is the fact that, you know, the Cardinals star safety Buda Baker requested a trade after the team's horrific 2022 season. However, you know, I certainly haven't, you know, no one has certainly forgotten, and hopefully the Giants haven't either. With the loss of Julian Love, Joe Shane very well could make a move for Buda Baker if Dane Belton disappoints early on. You know, look at pairing Buda Baker next to Xavier McKinney could be literally one of the deadliest safety duos in the entire NFL. Buda Baker, now look at, he may not be an elite coverage guy like Xavier McKinney, but he more than makes up for it with his ability against the run. You know, I feel like this ability would make Baker a near perfect fit in Wink Martindale's system. This sort of versatility is key in the modern NFL. You know, look, Buda Baker has 1 year left and then a club option on this deal. While an extension isn't necessary for any trade deal, it would probably help. Adding a versatile safety such as this guy to the Giants defense could very well push them closer to winning their 5th Super Bowl in franchise history. The toughest part about this deal is the fact that Buda Baker has a cap hit of $16.8 million. This means that Joe Shane would have to pull off some cap space miracles in order to make a trade work. However, adding a player like Buda Baker would be worth the struggle. Number four, guys. I got wide receiver Davante Adams. Now hear me out. Look it. Here's why. Considering that Davante Adams left a favorable situation in Green Bay in order to play with Derek Carr in Las Vegas, it would not surprise me one bit to see him request yet another trade now that Derek Carr is gone and the Raiders look as lost as ever. I feel like adding Davante Adams to this roster clearly gives you a number one wide receiver, you know. Something the Giants have been desperately asking for years now. Not only would he be arguably the best receiver the team has ever seen, but he'd elevate the offense to one of the best units in the league. Through 17 games last season, Davante Adams caught 100 passes for 1,516 yards and 14 touchdowns. And keep in mind that these numbers came with a Raiders team that won just 6 games due to some mediocre quarterback play from Derek Carr and Jarrett Stidham. With that in mind, we can all of us Giants fans can only imagine what this guy would do with the Giants playing alongside a better quarterback. Similar to Buda Baker, the Giants would have to create some cap space in order to bring Davante Adams in. Not only does he have a $25 million cap hit this season, but if the Giants choose to not let him go after the 2024 season, Davante Adams will have a cap hit of $44 million for 2 seasons. Now look it. I will say this though. It will be tough to bring Davante Adams in. However, this sort of player is exactly what the Giants could use to boost their Super Bowl odds. So yeah. And last but not least, guys, number 5. Now hear me out. What I'm about to say might sound crazy, but I'm going to say it anyways. Number 5, I got defensive lineman Aaron Donald. Arguably one of the best defensive players in the entire NFL. A clear Hall of Famer. I think he's a 3- or 4-time defensive player of the year. Here's why I have this guy as my last player the Giants can trade for. Look it. This is the least likely player to be made available. However, there's still definitely a chance that Aaron Donald is made available. Look it. This all relies on either or not the Rams wish to fully commit to rebuilding, which they likely do. Another thing that could make this tough is how often Aaron Donald's name has been swirled in rumors surrounding his potential retirement. Despite all this, if he is made available and commits to playing, let's say, the remainder of his contract, it may be in the Giants' best interest to trade for him. I mean, just imagine a defensive line that consists of Dexter Lawrence, Aaron Donald, and Leonard Williams. There would not be a better trio in the NFL, and we have no doubt about that. Through 11 games last season, Aaron Donald racked up 5 sacks, 45 combined tackles, and one forced fumble. I mean, like, adding that next to Dexter Lawrence, who is arguably one of the better and younger defensive tackles in the NFL, would make arguably the best interior defensive line duo the league has ever seen. While both of these guys are both technically nose guards, Dexter Lawrence and Aaron Donald have tons of experience over tackle and really all over the defensive line. I will say this though, there are a few doubts that they'd be able to make it work. Again, this is obviously a long shot, but you never know what could happen midseason with the Rams and Aaron Donald. So yeah. Yeah, guys, those are my 5 players the New York Giants can trade for to push toward playoff contention. And yeah, let me know how you guys feel about my list. And I'll get right back at you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants. And I'll keep you guys updated for more of my list if I have any. But yeah. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.